Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Glad that I get to spend some of your very, very, very valuable time together today. I'm going to be sharing
the best parenting advice I've ever heard, but this is actually parenting advice that I think you should apply to yourself. Hey, if you've got kids, apply it there too. But when I heard it, I actually thought about how great this is outside of parenting, how effective this would be for us, for ourselves, and also for kids. So I heard this the other day, and the reason that I loved it, not only because it applied beyond kids, but it applies to every area of our lives. You could have a financial goal and apply this purely to your money, to your finances. You could have a health goal and apply it purely there, or you could apply it to health and money. You could have a relationship goal and apply it there, or you could apply it to relationships and health and money. And I love it when advice applies to so many different areas, because to me, that's what efficiency looks like. You know, if I get a piece of advice for money and I'm actually able to use it to help me improve my marriage and my business and my health, it's four times as valuable, right? Three times as valuable. I'm always looking to get as much as possible from the things that inspire me. So let me tell you how I heard it in terms of kids, because it was parenting advice. And then we'll quickly get into how and why I feel this is so powerful for our own selves and some of the ways that I'm using it to move the needle for myself. So this advice came from a gentleman. His name is Sevan Matossian. Sevan, actually, I think is how you pronounce it. Sevan Matossian. He is a father of three. He used to work for CrossFit HQ, but he now works independently. His kids are little. Like, his oldest might be 5, and then he's got younger twins that are maybe a year or two younger. He really focuses on and has developed expertise in making his kids capable, and he's always putting forth videos showing how he's doing it, but capable in terms of problem solving, but also, and maybe especially, he focuses on physically capable. So having a CrossFit background, he works a lot on agility and coordination with his very young kids. And I just have always found it fascinating. Like, I really like watching his videos to see the kinds of challenges he gives his kids for coordination and grip strength and balance and agility. I don't know. I find it really interesting. If you hear that whining in the background, that is Rumi, because Chris is outside and Rumi wants to be outside with Chris, and he's not. He's inside with me. Okay. He said that one of the best things we can do for our kids as parents is offer them controlled struggle. Offer them controlled struggle. I'm sure that you're like me and you see a lot of parents trying to make things easier for their kids. They struggle to put on a sock, so mom or dad does it for them. Or they struggle to open the milk or the juice box, and so mom or dad does it for them. Saves time, saves mess, saves whining, but it also prevents problem solving and confidence building opportunities as well. So Sevan does this a lot through physical challenges. He'll tell his kids, jump up on this box, knowing full well that it's not an easy thing. Like, they're not, it's not just a little thing they can hop up on. They're going to have to really try, and they're going to have to use a little bit of strategy. They're going to have to find what doesn't work, and they're probably going to get it wrong a lot of times. And what you usually see in his videos, most of his videos, is they can't initially do what he tells them to do. And more often than not, they cry, they pout, they get frustrated, they say they don't want to do it. And he stays super positive. He encourages them. He praises them. He shows them examples. But he, like, has them keep trying. And eventually they get it and they feel proud and they feel excited. And I've seen this pattern because I've been watching his videos long before I heard this advice from him. You see it over and over. Like, in, I remember one, he had this, you know, those baseball practice rebounders where, like, there's a trampoline that's kind of angled. It's not totally vertical, but essentially you throw the ball at the trampoline and the ball bounces back to you. Well, he'd give the kids the ball and say, you know, throw it and catch it. And they would do that with no problem. And then he would say, all right, now do it while you stand on one foot. And they miss. They either miss the target or they miss the catch. And they kind of miss a few times before they're like, I don't want to. This isn't fun. And he's like, I bet you can do it. Or sometimes he'll say, take one step closer. You know, he'll give them some prompts to kind of make it easier or help them accelerate their progress. Or one of the best ones is, they did this and they were loving it and they were having fun and they were hitting the target and they were catching the ball. And he said, okay, now try it with your left hand, because he wants his kids to be ambidextrous. And totally they missed the target. And then they missed the target again. And then they missed the target again. Or he would have them catch it with the left hand, you know, like throw it with the right, catch it with the left, throw it with the left and catch it with the left. And they would pout and, I can't, it's too hard, I need to use my other hand. And he would say something like, let's try a bigger ball or take a step closer. And he's so positive and so enthusiastic, and trust me, we're getting to the part where this isn't about kids. And then when they got it, their faces light up. They could go from just like 20 minutes of whining to being so excited. And that's confidence building. That teaches determination. It teaches so many things, and it's so beautiful to see. And so when he put words to it, after I, you know, watched his videos a million times, offer your kid controlled struggle, I was like, that is so smart, because you're teaching them to be determined. You're teaching them to stick with something. And how many of us kind of struggle with that skill to this day? And we're in our 40s or our 50s or our 60s or our 70s. And when I heard that, you know, offer your kid controlled struggle, it's one of the best things we can do. It made me think to some other parenting advice I had heard probably years ago now regarding problem solving. And I think the example that was given when I first heard this advice, not from Savan, but somewhere else, was, let's say your kid spills a gallon of milk on the counter. Like, you left the lid off, or they left it off, and then they knock it over. A lot of parents would be like, all right, I got to clean it up, or get out of the way, I'm going to clean it up. Or even worse, like being frustrated, like, oh, you got to be more careful. And then they go to clean it up. And this advice that I heard a while back was, the kid knocks over the milk, and instead of rushing to clean it up, jumping up, grabbing a rag or whatever, because like, the milk's not going to hurt anything. It's not going to hurt your floors. It's not going to hurt your counters. You know, you didn't spill kerosene next to a match. He spilled milk. Look at the kid with a smile and say, now what do we do? And let them figure out the solution. And maybe the kid looks at you and says, oh, well, what do we do? Do we just leave it here? Like, do we just go watch TV? No, we clean it up. Okay, then how? How do you think we should clean it? And maybe they'll suggest something that's partial, like a mop. Okay, so you get the mop and you know that you should clean off the counter before you clean off the floor, because otherwise you're cleaning the floor and it's still running off the counter. But like, let them figure that out. Let them figure that out. Give them controlled struggle. Now, I'm not a parenting expert, so I'm not even going to go down the rabbit hole of like a million ways we can apply this to our kids. I don't pretend to be a parenting expert, but even like with a little infants, you know, not like 2 days old, but slightly more developed than that, their pacifier is out of reach and they're fussing or they're crying and you know that's what they want. Well, let them reach for it. Let them problem solve that instead of rushing in to hand it to them. Offer your kids controlled struggle. Give them chores that slightly exceed their ability instead of figuring out like, well, what would be easy for them? I'll give them something that would be easy for them. Well, why? Then they're going to be like either you or a lot of adults we know who get frustrated when something isn't easy. And look, I'm not here to call you out. I'm not here to criticize you. I'm in the boat with you. How often do we as adults get frustrated when something isn't easy, when it isn't obvious, when it isn't handed for us, when we have to work for it? But how much better would our lives be? How much more productive or accomplished would we be if we were like, you know what? I can work for it. I'm not afraid to problem solve. I'm not afraid to figure things out. I like the process of working for something and feeling that accomplishment. And that's why I think this has a ton of utility for us as adults. Offer yourself controlled struggle. Instead of trying to avoid struggle or resenting struggle, I talk to so many clients who are like, it feels hard. Okay, why is that bad? Why is that a problem? Don't you realize that that's where confidence comes from and that's where sense of accomplishment comes from, is doing things that maybe you weren't sure you could do or accomplishing things that you had to work for? Offer yourself controlled struggle. Don't look for everything to be easy, and don't get upset when it's not easy, when you have to work for it, when it's not obvious or clear or easy to come by. Offer yourself controlled struggle. Okay, let me give you a few examples of where I have applied this for myself. One of the easiest ways for me personally is with physical fitness. CrossFit is a way that I put myself in situations regularly, whether I'm doing the workout at home, which is more the case now, or in a CrossFit box, where I am offering myself controlled struggle. I'm going into a situation where it feels hard, where I'm not quite sure if I can do it, where I am required to push myself. Now, I could go into any CrossFit workout and scale the heck out of it and make it really easy, but when I go into it with the mindset that this is one of the ways that I offered myself controlled struggle, my heart rate is higher than I want it to be, or is higher than is comfortable, or I'm working on a skill that feels challenging, like double unders. If those of you, for those of you who aren't familiar with double unders, you're jumping rope, but instead of the typical one jump, one pass of the rope underneath you, it's two passes of the rope underneath you for every one jump. So you're swinging the rope twice. It's rotating underneath you twice for every one jump. That is something that I have to work at because it's a matter of relaxation. If your body's all tense, you're not as likely to get your double unders. It's a matter of technique. It's a matter of practice. It's a matter of so many different things. That is a really good opportunity for me to give myself controlled struggle. There are a million other CrossFit examples of that. Controlled struggle can also be taking on something at work that feels new or feels different or feels scary. Controlled struggle can be launching something brand new. Controlled struggle for me is my network marketing side hustle because it's still very new to me. It's not the kind of business that I'm most used to. I have to try new things. I have to be creative. I have to get out of my comfort zone. Controlled struggle, joining a mastermind, paying for a course. I recently paid a consultant to spend 2 days with me working on my business. That's a tough thing. Number one, making the decision to invest the money, but then sitting for 2 days while somebody picks apart everything you do and how you say things and how you present yourself as a business, that is controlled struggle. Controlled struggle, I gave myself a challenge, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago? Sorry, Rumi's just crying next to me, only because he wants to go outside and play. Otherwise, he's happy. Of no complaining. 72 hours, not a single complaint, or I had to turn over $100 for each complaint. It was like the stakes were high. Trust me, that hurt to have to hand over $100. But that's an example of controlled struggle. Another like really obvious way to offer yourself controlled struggle is with food. So I'll do this sometimes. It's been years since I've incorporated fasting because my priorities are just different right now. But doing fasting, if you have a healthy mindset around food. We won't go into fasting. I've done a million episodes on it. But look, if you don't have a really healthy mindset around food, fasting is not for you yet, period, full stop. But whether it was when I was doing a 24-hour fast or I did a few 3-day fasts, I did one 5-day fast, I did one 7-day fast, that is controlled struggle. For some of my clients, it's going a day without Diet Coke. That is a controlled struggle. For others, it's staying off social media for a day. That is a controlled struggle. Controlled struggle could be something that you don't even think of as a struggle, but it's a discipline. That might be it. Reading 20 pages a day of a book that helps move you forward, or having a no spend week. Now, please still pay your mortgage and pay your utilities or whatever, but you know what I mean? Like no discretionary spending for 7 days. Or a controlled struggle could be going without television for a week or for a month. It could be going without sugar for a day or a week or a month. 75 hard, that's kind of trended on social media for a while now, but that is controlled struggle. Offer yourself controlled struggle. I really think there's a ton of utility in asking yourself every day, what struggle will I offer to myself today? That is going to do so many things, not only in terms of building discipline and confidence, but also in reframing how we perceive struggle. Because for the longest time, I only thought of struggle as a negative thing. It was just a frustrating, bad thing that I looked to avoid. Now I see struggle as a step towards growth, as a step towards improvement, as a part of progress. So if you take the approach of saying, what struggle, what small or controlled struggle will I offer to myself today? You are, in a short period of time, going to see struggle very differently. And you're going to see it as a benefit, as a discipline, as a gift you give yourself, instead of as a frustration or as a disappointment. Maybe it's that you go to the gym today without complaining. What's a controlled struggle in your business? Maybe it's about cutting costs. Maybe it's about redoing marketing, and you've avoided that for the longest time because it's not how your brain operates, or because you perceive it as a tough thing for you. That could be your controlled struggle in your business for the week. Make an extra $500 this month. Maybe that's your controlled struggle. I'm going to figure out a way, whether it's selling things, whether it's offering a service, I don't care what it is, I'm going to find a way to make an extra $500 or maybe even $5,000 this month. Maybe the way that you offer yourself controlled struggle today is going to your first CrossFit class. Offer yourself controlled struggle. I don't doubt for one second that you're able to see how powerful that is for kids, offering kids controlled struggle. But what about for you? What about for you? How can you offer yourself controlled struggle today? What will that look like for you today? And how will you carry that forward?
Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.